Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Brandi Carlile and her band, including her longtime collaborators, the twin brothers Tim and Phil Hanseroth, join us live today at World Cafe Live. At the beginning of March, she put out a new disc called The Fire Watcher's Daughter. It's been a decade since she put out her debut, and she's had much success, particularly with the song The Story. She begins this session with a song from the new record called Wherever Is Your Heart.
I think it's time we found the way back home. You lose so many things you love as you grow. I miss the days when I was just a kid. My fear became my shadow, I swear it did. Wherever is your heart, I call home. Wherever is your heart, I call home. I know your feet may take you far from me, I know. Wherever is your heart, I call home. You made me feel like I was always falling, always falling down without a place to land. Somewhere in the distance heard you calling. Oh, it hurts so bad to let go of your hand. Wherever is your heart, I call home. Wherever is your heart, I call home. Though your feet may take you far from me, I know. Wherever is your heart, I call home. Even when you're high, you can get low. And even with the friends you love, you're still alone. We always find the darkest place to go.
Yeah!
came into this world with eyes as clear as water. You didn't look a thing like your grandmother's daughter. With a heart so heavy and beating like a drum, yeah, neither did you look like your grandfather's son.
Live on the World Cafe today, Brandi Carlile on stage here at World Cafe Live with Phil and Tim, the Hans Rost, and Josh Newman on the cello. And it's funny, you guys walked in, and it was like the nursery school next door let out. It's like nothing but kids and songs about kids. And I should note that people have to understand that when you get Brandi Carlile, you get a band, right? I mean, it's
that's the truth.
All of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the writing is, particularly on this album, seems to be really spread out, too.
Yeah, particularly on this album. I think all of us had a lot to say, and we had a lot of time between the grueling tour schedule that we've become accustomed to and this album to really consider and ponder where we are in life right now.
And Tim, that was your song, and you have... You must have new members of your family as well.
Yeah, that's the song's called Wilder, and my little boy's name is Wilder.
Ah.
So we just popped out, and so did the song.
I'm sure his mother would say that to him.
Well, yeah. A little more to it than
popped
that.
Popped out.
The long and short of it is we're both here now.
And is that the song that has the kind of the sounds of the creek on it as you
Yeah, that's the one.
And what's the story on that?
Well, you know, on this record, we didn't demo or practice any of these songs because we really wanted this pivotal rock and roll moment that songs have one time. We wanted it to happen on the record for once. And so we didn't practice Wilder, and when we got into the studio, we all got together on one microphone, and our faces got into each other's faces, and we sang this song just dozens and dozens of times until we felt like it got really tight. But at that point, we were just irritated with each other. The smell of each other's breath, just the closeness. And so we needed a breather, and so we went outside, and the engineer was playing the songs through a couple of speakers that project outside at Bear Creek onto the creek where we were all sitting having beers. And we started singing along to it, and it just got loose again, and it started to feel right. And we're like, well, let's do one out here. So we ran a long microphone cord out to the creek, and we recorded one just to the speakers, you know, that were pumping out the music. And what we ended up doing was taking our really tight CSN version from the inside of the room and our really loose, you know, beer drinking creek version and stuck them together. And that's why it has a different sound to it.
It's kind of cool when you know that and you go back and listen, you can really hear what you're talking about.
You can hear the birds and the cars driving by in the creek, and it's good.
You mentioned something there, which I've heard other artists refer to, but never in quite that way, that the moment when a song kind of peaks, and was that not the way you've been doing it in the past? You've been kind of demoing and all that stuff?
Yeah, you know, in the past you do a lot of demos and you do a lot of practice because, you know, making a record's, first of all, it's difficult to get everybody cheerleading for you to make one, and so you gotta show them the songs and hope that they like them. And on the other hand, it's really expensive too, so you can't go in there and not know what you're doing. You have to have practiced a little bit. But there is this special moment in a song that we've learned over the years happens right just as you know the song well enough to play it without falling off the tracks, but you don't know it well enough to have any control over it yet or to feel cool while you're playing it. And that is a moment that's really special, and sometimes it's loose, and it's not the best the song will ever be, but there is something to be said for it. And so we wanted this album to just be a compilation of those really honest rock and roll moments.
Speaking of being cool and rock and roll, did you have any fear that spending your days, you know, watching Nickelodeon was going to detract from your cool?
Yeah, totally. I really did have a lot of fears about that. And then, I don't know. I mean, Nickelodeon's pretty cool, man.
Randy Carlisle is our guest. What's next?
It's a true story, this one. It's called The Things I Regret.
On my back, and the road play in your head like an old-fashioned song. When you're wearing on your sleeve all the things you regret, you can only remember what you want to forget. Lonely miles without you. Lonely miles without you. I let them roll over me. I let them roll over me when I dare you. I let them roll over me. Let them roll over me when I doubt you. Let them roll.
If this is your introduction to The Firewatcher's Daughter, I think you're catching on that there's a bunch of really good songs on this one. Great record. And that, of course, being one of them. You and Tim and Phil have been together right from the beginning, and that's another thing people say about bands is when they start when they're fairly young and they stay together, it's, you know, you go back and you look at somebody like U2 or something. They've just been there for each other from the beginning. Did you make a pact at the beginning to stay together, or how did it work?
In one way or another, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, in the end, it, just like most good relationships, we ended up staying together because we wanted to instead of because we said that we would. And we did a lot of things to put that promise in place and to make it something that we all wanted to keep. But over time, it has just become a family, and it's weird. It's like the older you get, the more you start to realize that family's not really about blood anymore. I mean, it is, but also it isn't. You know, you find yourself constructing one that suits who you really are.
That song and so many of your songs have just these wonderful little pithy lines that are just, you know, wonderful. A heart makes a beautiful sound. I'm paraphrasing.
My favorite line in the whole record. It's so cool you picked that out. For a heart that is broken makes a beautiful sound.
Wow.
Tim Hanseroff.
Do you all do like a little dance when one of those appears? Or
I do secretly. And the guys are like, we don't care about words. And I'm like, this is really good. You guys did a really good one.
Well, that's definitely a good one. There's a song on here called The Eye, which is just, it's one of those songs like the story that just leaps out at you and you go, this is such a beautiful, beautiful one. Any story about how this got written and how that metaphor got in there?
This is an interesting one. This is when sometimes being collaborators, it comes down to being fans of one another. And for all these years, one of the ways that we collaborate is this weird passive way, like one of us will have a good song or a good idea, and we'll just kind of like walk around to the other two singing it, like hoping that they'll stop us and go, hey, that's really great, what's that? Oh, it's, you just noticed me singing this book. It's this thing I'm writing, and it's, I don't know, I could use your guys' help with it, you know? So like, that's sort of the way it works. And for about, I don't know, I want to say 2 years, Tim had been walking around the bus going, ba-da-din-doom, ba-da-din-doom, ba-da-din-boom, ba-ba-boom, boom, you know? And I always thought, that's really, really cool. And he started coming up with this verse. And the verse cultivated itself into this, like, song that I was like, man, that could be, like, the story, that kind of song for us. And then he just kind of got bored with it and wrote a chorus, and we stopped talking about it for a while, and then he comes to my house one day before we did The Firewatcher's Daughter, and he starts singing this song about the eye of a hurricane. And all I could think about was the do-do-do-do song. And I was like, I'm going to get brave enough and tell him I think those are one song, you know? And sure enough, it was one song. We stuck them together, and something that was too really, really great songs became like one, I think, perfect song. And that's the story of The Eye.
You do that one?
Yeah, well, let's do it, shall we?
Thank you. really breaks my heart to see a dear old friend go down to the worn-out place again. Do you know the sound of a closing door? Have you heard that sound somewhere before? Do you wonder if she knows you anymore? Or wrapped your love around me like a chain, but I never was afraid that it would die. You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the eye. Where did you learn to walk? Where did you learn to run away from everything you love? And did you think the bottle would ever ease your pain? Did you think that love's a foolish game? Did you find someone else to take the blame? Wrapped your love around me like a chain, but I never was afraid that it would die. You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the eye. You can dance in a hurricane, standing in the eye. I am a sturdy soul, and there ain't no shame in lying down in the bed you made. Can you fight the urge to run for another day? You might make it further if you learn to stay. Wrapped your love around me like a chain, but I never was afraid that it would die. You can dance in a hurricane, only if you're standing in the eye. You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the eye.
I love all the things, all the three parts on this record, too. It just sounds great. One voice. It sounds fabulous.
Thank you.
And now you've done many covers in the past, but you actually included one on here. And I was listening through it, and I wasn't familiar with the song. And I just loved how the lyrics played out. But it turns out that's kind of important because you were rewriting Seth Avitt's song.
Yeah, yeah. I love the Avett Brothers. I love them, and I've seen them so many times, and every time I see them, I just beg them to play this song, Murder in the City. And it always has hit me real, really heavy in a sort of a prophetic sort of way. And so when I was able to get married and see marriage equality happen in my country in my lifetime, it was massive. Thanks. It was a really, really beautiful gift, and then to get to have a family at the same time. It's just, there are certain places that you want to see yourself, but you just don't know if you'll ever get there. I always knew that I'd get to the Grand Ole Opry, but I did not always know that I would have a family. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the really beautiful surprises in life for me. So when I hear this song, I hear it that way. I don't think it's what Seth or Scott meant when he wrote this song, but he's been pretty cool with us doing it this way, so.
I get murdered in the city, don't go revenging in my name. A person dead from such is plenty, there's no sense in getting locked away. But when I leave your arms, the things that I think of, there's no need to get over alarmed. I'm coming home. I wonder which of us is better, which one our parents love the most. I sure did get in lots of trouble, they seemed to let the other go. A tear fell from my father's eye. I wonder what my dad would say. He said, I love you, and I'm proud of you both in so many different ways. Yeah. If I get murdered in the city, go and read the letter in my desk. Don't bother with all my belongings, no, but pay attention to the list. And make sure my wife knows that I loved her. Make sure my daughter knows the same. And always remember, there is nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name. Always remember, there is nothing worth sharing like the love that lets us share our name.
Brandi Carlile, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Tim, Phil, Josh. Big thanks to our special producers here today and to Brandi. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be back, David. Thank you so much, man.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.